the lovely lady who stops by every now and then, Commissioner of Consumer Protection. Yes, Michelle Siegel, and she's got all kinds of information for us today.
You know, Michelle, this is a great time of year to discuss this topic, because when you think about January, when you think about New Year's resolutions, and I hate to sound so generic here, but the first thing that really comes to my mind is weight loss. It's like on everybody's, you know, I want to make more money. I want to do it. But let's face it, it's weight loss for most, not all, but most people. And you do that in one of two different ways, right? Diet and exercise, which is why you see and hear a lot of commercials on radio and television about, you know, new pills, or you got this keto diet, you got the South Beach diet, where there's eliminating
one
carbs
after another.
Well, exactly, and all these gyms, or it's what is it, a dollar down and $10 a month. But you really got to be careful, because there's a lot of gyms. I have friends of mine who have fallen victim to this, where they buy a lifetime membership, and the lifetime membership is really ends up being 2 years, because, hey, gyms are competitive, you know, and the gym is here today and gone tomorrow. So let's talk a little bit about, if you don't mind.
Yeah, this is a timely topic, and I agree. Most people's New Year's resolution is somehow you want to get in shape, you want to lose weight, you want to eat healthy, something along those lines. One of the important things you said is the two ways to do it are exercise more or eat better, and certainly there aren't magic pills out there. And so anybody who's telling you, hey, I got a great weight loss plan, you can eat whatever you want and you don't have to exercise, be suspicious. But for those who are following a more traditional path to weight loss or healthier living, it's often joining a gym or starting a diet.
All right, so
we wanted to talk about those.
Yeah, let's talk about gyms first before we go into diets. What should consumers consider before joining a gym?
So a number of things. One, as you said, there's always these great promotional offers, like, you know, only $10 for your first month, blah, blah, blah. So figure out what your total cost is going to be. How many months are you actually committing to? And is that price going to go up after the first month, and by how much?
Oh.
Also, take a look. Are there other fees? So maybe that's the fee to join, but do you have to pay a fee for a locker there? Do you have to pay a different fee to maybe take some of the classes or for the personal trainer? So figure out how are you going to use the gym, and what other extras do you need, and what are those going to cost? So you can really, in your budget, figure out what's the totality of what I'm paying now for this gym.
You know what I can't stand, and I've heard this from a number of places, where, okay, it's $10 a month or whatever, even if it's $20 a month, and they want your credit card. It's like, no, just give me the 10 bucks. You know, here's 10 bucks. Here, in fact, if you want, I'll pay $120 right now up front for the year. So that way you know I'm not, no, we really want your credit card number. Why? You want my $10 a month. I'm paying it right now. What is it? Why do they want your credit card number so badly?
So I can't speak to every gym, but it's probably also, you'll see that at a hotel. They want to keep a credit card on file so that if you are, it makes it easier for you to add on some of these extras. So now you've been there a little bit and you decide, you know what, I want a personal trainer and I want to add that on. And that makes that much more straightforward. So that's,
you know,
certainly something to...
You bring up a really good point with the hotels, because you're right, they do too. Here's my concern, though. It's, you hear all the time, we all hear all the time, that something was compromised. You know, these breaches of your credit card number. Different companies, Target had it a while ago, you know, where there was a breach and your credit card numbers are out there and everybody has it now, or not
big
everybody,
time,
but
yeah.
You know, that's what I don't like. I don't like everybody having my credit card number.
It is a risk, although my credit card number gets kind of misused so frequently. Every once or twice a year, I end up with a new number anyhow. So anybody who had my number from last year, it's not doing them any good, sadly. Other things to keep in mind, though, so when you're joining a gym, figure out what's the cancellation policy. So, right, if you're signing up, you're really ambitious now, and you're determined, I'm keeping my New Year's resolution this year, and you sign the one-year contract or 2 years, whatever it is, figure out what do you need to do to cancel, one, if you realize you're not using it, but also, you know, people's jobs and life situations change over a year. If you think you may end up moving and you're going to all of a sudden now be 60 miles from this gym you joined, that's not very practical. So what's their policy on letting people cancel? Other big thing we encourage, if you want to join a gym, think about when you're going to go and take a visit at the gym at that time. Make sure the equipment you want is available. You don't want to check out a gym on your lunch break. Everything looks great, but your actual plan is to go in before work. And when you go then, all the treadmills are taken up. So figure out what's my routine going to be, and that needs to be the time you go and you check it out.
Right. How about if you really, really want to get that weight lost? How do you figure that one out?
So, I mean, first and foremost, especially, you know, if you're trying to lose a few pounds here or there, less of an issue. But if you're looking to do significant weight loss, a real change in your diet, talk to your doctor. Because you want to be sure you're doing that and you're not doing something that's really drastic, or that's, especially if you're thinking of taking health supplements or diet pills. And if you're on other medications, there could be interactions. So if you're looking to really do a significant change there, talk to your doctor first. Let them know what you're thinking of doing and make sure that they're, like, okay with that plan and that's not going to have other consequences.
Well, and I would imagine one plan for one person is not the same as another plan for somebody else. I mean, one person may want to lose 20 pounds. Another person may want to lose, you know, 80, you know, or 60, you know.
Yeah, and certainly a dramatic weight loss like that, that's going to... It's if you need to lose that much weight, you're probably good to be starting down that path. But work with your doctor on that and avoid any of these, like, again, miracle cures.
I was going to ask you, are there any red flags, you know, about that a program may not work? And you just said something right there where these miracle diets are, that just seem too good to be true, right?
Yeah. So if there's these guarantees, you need to be suspicious of that and understand, okay, if you're guaranteeing me that I'm going to lose 10 pounds in whatever, 2 months, all right, what happens if I don't? Like, are you giving me my money back? What's that look like? So think about that. Be suspicious of some of the success stories or endorsements. People are often paid to provide those or to give those types of reviews that are used in advertisements.
Yep.
So, I mean, one thing is, if you know somebody who's successfully lost some weight and gotten themselves in shape, ask them what they did. And that's a way to talk to a real person. So think about that. And the other kind of big thing we like to flag with these diet and health plans is, just like gyms, what are the hidden costs? So maybe it's only a certain amount to join the plan, but do you have to buy their meals? And if so, how's that going to impact your food budget?
That's a good point.
Think about
that. Yeah,
that
increases the budget. What are weight loss supplements?
They'll grab you.
You know,
what are supplements?
Supplements, they're not really medicine, so these aren't FDA approved in that sense. And so, you know, be cautious with
those.
Right.
I see a lot of pills, you know, being, you know, this is a weight loss pill. Do those even exist? Is there some miracle pill where you take and it, like,
I would talk to your doctor before taking any pill or health supplement. Like, I can't speak to all of these things, but generally you need to eat better or you need to exercise more. You need to do some sort of combination of that. If there was really a miracle pill, we'd all be taking it and we wouldn't have an obesity issue in this country.
Good
so
point.
When you see somebody offering you something that sounds too good to be true, be suspicious. Now, talk to your doctor if there is some supplement you think, hey, this may be helpful to me.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. It always comes right back to the doctor.
Seriously,
they know your body. They know the medical field. Yep. They know your body.
The pill is going to actually work and somehow interact and change how your body is reacting. Okay, then your doctor should know about that because it may impact other medications or other things you're doing.
Yeah.
And if it's not going to have any impact on you, then don't bother.
I mean, think about those health stores. You know, they have these appetite suppressants, you know, which just kills your appetite. I get the purpose of that, but is that really healthy? You know, I mean, you need to eat, right?
So, I wouldn't take one.
We're talking about gyms.
I've never tried one.
You don't need to take one, but neither one of you, actually. Me, on the other hand, we were talking a little bit about gyms a little while ago, but what about people who... is purchasing new workout equipment for their home? What should they be looking for?
Again, the cost. So that's always a big one. You know, personal equipment, that can be expensive.
That can run
in thousands of dollars. So, one, be sure you're prepared to use it. Otherwise, that becomes a really expensive kind of thing that's just taking up space in your house or your apartment. And then figure out, you know, sometimes they give you these three easy payments of blah, blah, blah. All right, well, do a little multiplication and figure out what's that actually kind of coming to, because the
for
initial
sure.
number. You know, it may be a down payment of this and then 12 payments of something else. And so you're going to want to figure out what that is. We would recommend try out the equipment. You may be gung-ho that you're getting an elliptical or you're getting a treadmill, but maybe see if there is some place where you can try out that equipment, make sure this is something you're going to be prepared to really use. You don't want to get on it and realize it's aggravating your knee, or you're getting on it and you just find it a miserable
Do they offer that? Do any of these places where, you know, before you buy it, like if you went to, I don't know, what, like Peloton, I'm trying to, you know, Bowflex, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, do these places allow you to take it for a month before you actually buy it?
I'm not aware of any place that would let you take it that long. So you can either, you know, if you are a member of a gym, or if you're getting a trial period at a gym, you could check something out then. Or if you know somebody who owns an equipment and you're thinking of buying it, you may ask if you could use theirs. If nothing else, if you're, you know, buying in a store as opposed to online, you can at least go in and sort of take a look at it in the store. That's not going to give you the full experience, but still better than having never even looked at the thing and being sure you're going to be able to understand, like, the 20 buttons and stuff like that.
Sure. That makes sense.
You know, one of the things, too, that does work is that your head is your leader. For example, if you are going to keep your weight where you want it, you can do it and do it well, and it'll work. You don't need all this fancy stuff.
Well,
you really don't.
This is taken from a Marine here who's in better shape than I.
Both of us.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, and he's got years on us too, and it's just remarkable. Hey, you know what? I'm curious. What kind of complaints do you get from like health clubs?
Really, our biggest complaint. So we don't get to, you know, it's not a big area of complaints, but the biggest problem we'll see is when a health club closes, and that's a huge problem. So you've signed up for a year, and 4 months later, the place closes. And what we actually have, which is nice, is we have a guarantee fund at Consumer Protection. So hold on to your receipts, things like that. So if a health club closes, we can then get people at least some of their money back through this guarantee fund, and part of the license fee for health club goes into this fund, so when somebody closes, there is money available. But take a look when you're signing up. What is their policy? It may be that this is a club that has, you know, 10 locations in the state. Are they going to try to force you to another location? And if so, is it close enough for you?
That's a great point.
So take a look at some of that stuff. But there is this guarantee fund, so
Where does that money come from? Does that come from the company, or does that come from the state?
Yeah, so it comes the licensing fees. So part of the fees, so health clubs are licensed with the state through consumer protection. And so part of that fee goes into this fund, and it almost serves as insurance, basically.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Consumers. So
do you get all your money back or a portion of it?
You know, it depends, you know, how much is in the fund and how many people there are who are now out of money. But otherwise, if we can't support it, we'd get out everybody, you know, a pro rata.
A buddy of mine bought a lifetime membership. Remember Bally's? They're not around anymore.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. And he bought a lifetime. And then two and a half, three years later, they were gone. So how long has that program been around for?
It's been around for
a few years.
For quite a while. Certainly since before I got to Consumer Protection.
That's good to know. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Over time, and that's why I check the cancellation. Like, you may have a lifetime thing, and that may mean they keep charging you, but there's probably periodic points in time where you can just say, hey, I'm not doing this anymore. And
yeah, I heard canceling a gym is downright, they can get vicious.
And there was a Seinfeld episode on that.
Yeah, I remember that. That was great. We only got about 20 seconds left, so go ahead. You have the last word.
Okay, no, generally, good luck to everybody in your New Year's resolutions, and as always, just do a little homework up front. It'll save you a lot of headaches.
Ain't that the truth?
And you will be with us.
All right.
Well, thanks so much, Commissioner. We really appreciate that really important information, especially this time of year. It's very timely. Department of Consumer Protection Commissioner Michelle Siegel. We'll talk to you next month.